Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I ask Allah to make us sincere. Inshallah, we will talk about the importance of acquiring the Islamic knowledge in Islam. And the personal obligatory knowledge of Islam is a necessary portion of Islamic knowledge which is obligatory upon every accountable person to acquire. The scholars said that neglecting this knowledge, this personal obligatory knowledge, the one who neglects that portion of knowledge would be sinful. Such knowledge entails matters of belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the Day of Judgment, destiny, and the like. It also includes matters of purification, prayer, fasting, zakah, financial obligation, upon the obligated, pilgrimage upon the able, and the sins of the hearts, hands, eyes, and the like. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Qur'an Al-Kareem, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. This ayah means, those who know are not equal to those who do not know. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, seeking the knowledge of the religion is obligatory upon every Muslim, that is male and female, as related by Al-Bukhari. If one asked, what is the wisdom in creating humans and jinn? Allah created the humans and jinn to order them to worship Him. Allah said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. This ayah means Allah has created jinn and mankind only to order them to worship Him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the greatest right due upon the slave, the greatest right due to Allah upon His slaves is for them to worship Him without associating partners with Him. So that is believing in the oneness of Allah, that Allah is one, He does not need any of His creations. How is worship accepted in Islam? Worship is accepted only from the believers. Worshipping Allah subhanahu is accepted only from those who believe in Allah and in His oneness and His attributes subhanahu. The believers believe in the existence of Allah and do not liken Him to any of His creation. قال الله تعالى ليس كمثله شيء. Surah Ash-Shura ayah 11 means nothing is like Allah in any way, or absolutely nothing resembles Allah. Allah does not look like or resemble the creations in any manner. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, peace be upon him, said, do not attempt to imagine the self of Allah, as related by Abu al-Qasim al-Ansari. Do not attempt to imagine the self of Allah means Allah Ta'ala cannot be imagined in the mind. Allah is attributed with attributes of perfection. The mind is not capable of imagining the self of Almighty Allah. The scholar al-Ghazali also said, worship is valid only after one has correct knowledge and belief in the one who deserves to be worshipped, Allah. Which means, brothers and sisters and listeners, that the worship, in order for it to be accepted, one must have the correct belief in Allah. One must believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu, that Allah is one. He has no partners. Allah Ta'ala does not resemble the creations. He exists before the creations. He exists eternally before He created the place and time. He exists without a place. And now He exists as He existed eternally without a place. It also entails to believe in the prophets, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and all the prophets of Islam. Allah sent messengers to educate people about their well-being in this life and in the hereafter, as well as to call them to worship Allah alone without associating partners with Him. قال الله تعالى فبعث الله النبيين مبشرين ومنذرين. This ayah means Allah sent messengers carrying good tidings and warnings. They are carrying the good news and warnings at the same time. They carry the warnings for those who are sinning and the good news for those who are obeying Allah. In a hadith related by Al-Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The best word uttered by me and by the prophets before me is, no one is God except Allah." This also means that all the prophets came with the religion of Islam. Prophet Muhammad was the last prophet that revived the call of Islam. Prophet Adam was the first prophet of Islam. All the prophets were Muslims and believers in Allah subhanahu. What does it mean when we say Allah is one, He has no partner? Imam al-Junayd al-Baghdadi, which was a great Muslim Sufi scholar, he said, "Tawheed is differentiating the eternal, Allah who's attributed with eternity, from the created." So which means differentiating the attributes of Allah from the attributes of the created. Allah is eternal. It means His existence is without a beginning, whereas the created, His existence is with a beginning. Allah said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Surah Ash-Shura, Ayah 11 means, nothing is like Allah in any way. Al-Bukhari related that the Prophet was asked about the best of the deeds, to which he replied, the belief in Allah and His Messenger. This is the best of deeds. The best of deeds is to believe in Allah, the proper belief, and in His Messenger, and in His Messengers, beginning with Prophet Adam and ending with Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So, part of the correct belief in Allah Ta'ala, or the correct Tawheed, is believing that Allah exists. There is no doubt about His existence. He exists without a beginning, without being attributed with a manner of being, or without being attributed with a how, or a place, or a direction. No creation resembles Him. He is not comparable to any of them, any of the creations. Allah Ta'ala said, أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٍّ, which means there is no doubt about the existence of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, Allah existed eternally, and eternally nothing else existed, as related by Al-Bukhari and others. From this hadith, brothers and sisters and dear listeners, it means that Allah Ta'ala's existence is without a beginning. His existence does not have a beginning, as He existed eternally without a place, without a direction. He is now as He was. Subhanahu. I ask Allah to keep us steadfast on this creed, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.